Ackley, I said. You awake?
Yeah.
It was pretty dark, and I stepped on somebody's shoe on the floor and damn near fell on my head. Ackley sort of sat up in bed and leaned on his arm. He had a lot of white stuff on his face, for his pimples. He looked sort of spooky in the dark. What the hell you doing, anyway? I said.
What do you mean, what the hell am I doing? I was trying to sleep before you guys started making all that noise. What the hell was the fight about, anyhow?
Where's the light? I couldn't find the light. I was sliding my hand all over the wall.
What do you want the light for? Right next to your hand.
I finally found the switch and turned it on. Old Ackley put his hand up so that the light wouldn't hurt his eyes.
Jesus, he said. What the hell happened to you?
He meant all the blood and all. I had a little goddamn tiff with Stradlater, I said. Then I sat down on the floor. They never had any chairs in their room. I don't know what the hell they did with their chairs.
Listen, I said, do you feel like playing a little canasta?
He was a canasta fiend.
You're still bleeding, for Christ's sake. You better put something on it.
It'll stop. Listen, you want to play a little canasta, or don't you?
Canasta, for Christ's sake? Do you know what time it is, by any chance?
It isn't late. It's only around 11:30.
Only around, Ackley said. Listen, I gotta get up and go to Mass in the morning, for Christ's sake. You guys start hollering and fighting in the middle of the goddamn... What the hell was the fight about, anyhow?
It's a long story. I don't want to bore you, Ackley. I'm thinking of your welfare, I told him. I never discussed my personal life with him. In the first place, he was even more stupid than Stradlater. Stradlater was a goddamn genius next to Ackley. Hey, I said, is it okay if I sleep in Eli's bed tonight? He won't be back till tomorrow night, will he? I knew damn well he wouldn't. Eli went home damn near every weekend.
I don't know when the hell he's coming back, Ackley said.
Boy, did that annoy me. What the hell do you mean you don't know when he's coming back? He never comes back till Sunday night, does he?
No, but for Christ's sake, I can't just tell somebody they can sleep in his goddamn bed if they want to.
That killed me. I reached up from where I was sitting on the floor and patted him on the goddamn shoulder. You're a prince, Ackley, kid, I said. You know that?
No, I mean it. I can't just tell somebody they can sleep in...
You're a real prince. You're a gentleman and a scholar, kid, I said. He really was, too. Do you happen to have any cigarettes by any chance? Say no or I'll drop dead.
No, I don't, as a matter of fact.
Listen, what the hell was the fight about? I didn't answer him. All I did was I got up and went over and looked out the window. I felt so lonesome all of a sudden. I almost wished I was dead.
What the hell was the fight about anyhow? Ackley said for about the 50th time.
He certainly was a bore about that. About you, I said.
About me, for Christ's sake?
Yeah, I was defending your goddamn honor. Stradlater said you had a lousy personality. I couldn't let him get away with that stuff.
That got him excited. He did? No kidding. He did?
I told him I was only kidding, and then I went over and laid down on Eli's bed. Boy, did I feel rotten. I felt so damn lonesome. This room stinks, I said. I can smell your socks from way over here. Don't you ever send them to the laundry?
If you don't like it, you know what you can do, Ackley said.
What a witty guy.
How about turning off the goddamn light?
I didn't turn it off right away, though. I just kept laying there on Eli's bed, thinking about Jane and all. It just drove me stark staring mad when I thought about her and Stradlater parked somewhere in that fat-assed Ed Bankey's car. Every time I thought about it, I felt like jumping out the window. The thing is, you didn't know Stradlater. I knew him. Most guys at Pensy just talked about having sexual intercourse with girls all the time, like Ackley, for instance, but old Stradlater really did it. I was personally acquainted with at least two girls he gave the time to. That's the truth.
Tell me the story of your fascinating life, Ackley kid, I said.
How about turning off the goddamn light? I gotta get up for Mass in the morning. I got up and turned it off, if it made him happy. Then I laid down on Eli's bed again.
What are you gonna do? Sleep in Eli's bed? Ackley said.
He was the perfect host, boy.
I may not. Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about it. Only I'd hate like hell if Eli came in all of a sudden and found some guy.
Relax, I'm not going to sleep here. I wouldn't abuse your goddamn hospitality.
A couple of minutes later, he was snoring like mad. I kept laying there in the dark anyway, though, trying not to think about old Jane and Stradlater in that goddamn Ed Bankey's car. But it was almost impossible. The trouble was, I knew that guy Stradlater's technique. That made it even worse. We once double-dated in Ed Bankey's car, and Stradlater was in the back with his date, and I was in the front with mine. What a technique that guy had. What he'd do was, he'd start snowing his date in this very quiet, sincere voice, like as if he wasn't only a very handsome guy, but a nice, sincere guy, too. I damn near puked listening to him. His date kept saying, "No, please, please don't, please." But old Stradlater kept snowing her in this Abraham Lincoln sincere voice, and finally there'd be this terrific silence in the back of the car. It was really embarrassing. I don't think he